Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening and glory be unto the Lord as we glorify him for this blessed new day that he's added into our lives. It might be named the same day, but it's a new day and a new time. So we give God glory and praise because he is worthy and the honor and the glory does belong unto him. We thank you for tuning in today. We bless God for Jesus and celebrating him every day. We also celebrating our country of the United States of America for the 4th of July. We bless God. So, but in the meantime, prayer is always in order day and night, whatever, because if it had not been for him, we would not be able to breathe, be able to enjoy another day or have activity of our limbs and sound minds. We bless God. Praise God. I want to give him glory and praise for this day, and I want to put on a praise song to just bless my spirit so much. I'm being so thankful and thank God for another year older on June 30th, celebrating this birthday in the natural, and thank God most of all for the new birth in Christ. Amen. Over 30-something years. Praise the Lord. Right now, we're going to put on this song and let it play while the prayer warriors come on.
Tell me you're upon your Jesus and universe.
Praise God, and we welcome to others that came on the line to thank God. Glory to God for another day he added into our lives. And as I stated before, too, we celebrate Jesus every day. He's someone that we're going to give the glory and honor because he make it possible for us to breathe and live and have our being. And in him we move and live and have our being. Praise the Lord. And we also celebrate this country, the United States of America. Praise God for celebration on July 4th. But now we are concentrating on every day to give God his rightly due and his praise and honor. Praise God. We thank you for coming on and pray God's blessings upon you and pray that you had a marvelous and wonderful day. Our scripture reading will come from 1 Timothy 2:1-4. It said, I exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in the godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. I'm going to just have the open with the prayer with confession of our faith. Kind of prayer, praise God. And once I do that, bless the Lord, we'll open the line, glory to God, for Mother Alexander, praise the Lord, to pray. And then after that, Mother McCormick, and praise God for Mother Freeman being able to finally get through the lines. Had a little challenge back here the other week since I'm trying to get through. But thank the Lord she was able to come on tonight. So we will have it in that order as soon as I have read this prayer. Really, it's a confession of faith, but it's a prayer for our daily walk. So So I just want to put that out there for us, giving God glory and honor for that, and also thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy every day. Praise the Lord. And I do want to honor you, Father, as we come in your presence tonight. We thank you for this day that you add into our life, another year, even for mine, for a birthday. We're thanking you, Lord God, for blessing these, your saints, these believers, these intercessors, these prayer warriors that come on the line faithfully on Divine Connection. We thank you, Lord, for the Divine Connection around the globe, for those that are praying and those that are standing in faith and standing on the word and being on the wall, regardless of circumstances, situations, plowing through the word, standing, glory to God, maybe being a trailblazer as well on some issues and things that they're standing in faith in. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, continue to open doors, give them heart desires as they continue to delight themselves in you. Father, we just bless you today for Jesus, glory to God, for if it had not been for him making it possible for the Redeemers back to the Father, we wouldn't even have this opportunity come in your presence to boldly come before you. We don't have to go with bullocks and lambs and this, that, and the other. We, glory to God, thank you that we can go straight to the throne of grace, humble and bold, in the name of Jesus, to obtain mercy. We bless you today. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to lead and guide us and help us, glory to God, to walk in the forgiveness and the agape as you have called for us to do in obedience to your spirit and your call and your command, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, in Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir in Jesus, and more than a conqueror, I am a doer of the word of God and channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? I am blessed and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the bread and not, I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and his provision. God is my refuge and my fortress. I am not afraid of the snares of the followers, nor evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up with their with their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. As declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9 established, I am chosen. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I have been healed by his stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, any other disease cannot enter into my body. And we know even in the name of Jesus, if it does enter, we know by your stripes you said we're healed. We have the power to bind, to loose, to curse, to cancel, and command that enemy to loose his hold and to go in Jesus' name. I'm without spot or blemish. I am an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in his blood of Jesus. No weapon formed. They might be formed, but they're not going to prosper. Not how long they've been formed, but they're not going to prosper against, glory to God, me and those, glory to God, that are standing on your word. So God, every tongue, glory to God, which arise up in judgment, glory out against us, we can condemn, or you can condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and peace will be with them, and prosperity in those houses, according to Psalms 122:6-9. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. As we cast every care and every concern, glory back to you, and help us to remember, thinking not strange of these fiery trials that come to trials, as though some strange things happen. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you'll deliver us out of them all. And if we're going to reign with you, glory to God, then there's going to be some things to suffer. But you say, be of good cheer. You have already overcome. Oh, shout out of the hallelujah. You have already overcome the world. So, God, we are praying, glory to God, that your people will get in a place of worship and praise, even in the valley. If we get that valley situation together, when we're on the mountaintop and when we have go in the valley, glory to God, we have the stored up blessings, glory to God, of praise and worship to know no matter what I'm going through and coming out. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Even though we go through the valley, go through the valley of the shadow of doubt, we should not not fear. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And glory to God, you told us, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. God, you told us, glory to God, how important it is to forgive. Hallelujah, glory to God, so our Father can forgive us. And even sometimes in our era, even glory to God, of our mistakes, as we come to you, as 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive. God, we want to be able to use those weaponry that you give us that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We can only do it effective if we all walk as you called us to be. Hallelujah. Walk, glory to God, obeying your command. Walk, glory to God, in love. Walk in forgiveness. Glory to God, that we can see, glory to God, the sick being healed. We can see the lame walking. We can see the blind eyes coming open, the spiritual and the natural. We can be in a place, glory to God, we can be helpers one to another, bearing one another burdens, strong bearing the firmness of the weak. We won't show partiality. We won't, glory to God, be in a lackadaisical state. We won't be caught up in hypocrisy, glory to God. We won't get stagnated. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to bless us. Help us, glory to God, in those areas. And when we are so weak in it, glory to God, help us to know. And when we are weak, we have to say we're strong, but we got to hold on to what your word says. So I'm praying, glory, for a fire of anointing, of a desire for more of you in the body of Christ. An awakening, glory to God, awakening. Ears to come open, hallelujah, to hear the voice of the Lord, and a deaf ear to the things of the world and the things of the devil and the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. You got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Got a desire for the Lord, glory to God, work to be done. Not on a part-time basis, because you're looking for part-time lovers. Hallelujah. You're looking for us, glory to God, to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body, so we can be in position, be in place, glory to God, and we can do like that song says, and we can see in our spirit, and glory to God, regardless of our circumstances, you're bigger than this. You're bigger than my circumstances. You're bigger than this cancer. You're bigger than this arthritis. You're bigger than this lupus. You're bigger than this, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, whatever circumstance, you're bigger than, glory to God, this tremendous, overwhelming pressure going on in the body of Christ, or bigger than, glory to God, what's going on in my home, or glory to God, with my wayward child, or this friend, or the betrayal. You're bigger than that, glory to God, because we know that you'll work all things for the good, and work it out, glory to God, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. Ah, if we would get in your word, and we're standing, God, I'm praying against the compromise and the foolishness and the folly that goes on in the body of Christ. God, we're praying for an awakening. We're praying, glory to God, worship, true worship, you true worship to you, glory to God. You said we must worship you in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Not when we feel good and not when things are going good and well. Hallelujah. Even in the valley. Hallelujah. God, so I'm praying, glory to God, for an anointing. Hallelujah. The more, glory to God, the anointing will be illuminated if we get in your presence. And you say we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. We can't come with unforgiveness. We can't come with bitterness. We can't come, glory to God, with anger and frustration and glory to God rehearsing the past and what them did, who did this and who didn't do this, what I should have, could have did, and what I would have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to cast all these cares, rebuke the forces of the enemy, and recognize, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, then I'll come in and sup with him. Not, glory to God, allowing, glory to God, the enemy to break in or open the door to him with frustration, aggravation, hatred, and, glory to God, bitterness and upset, glory to God, about this, and can't see eye to eye on that, and, glory to God, all caught up, glory to God, with feelings and emotions and everything else, glory to God, what somebody portrayed. What's God, when we think of what Jesus did, hallelujah, we can't just wear that armband talking about, well, no, we got to be able to know, hallelujah, in my spirit, glory to God, I stand on your word, I walk by faith, I'm not going to be moved because this one did that and I'm hurt by that. Oh, nobody can hurt worse than Jesus, but still yet he had an assignment from his Father and he was determined, glory to God, to terminate everything that the enemy was trying to do, hallelujah, and make sure that he was aligned with what God said, and he gave us power. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Too many people are grieving the Holy Spirit, overriding him and taking charge, doing what you want to do. Then you want to come back and ask for his help. Hallelujah. Ask for his help first. Hallelujah. Oh, God, if we stop fighting one another, stop fighting against what God has said, oh, we can be a force to be reckoned with. We won't be the POWs, glory to God, prisoners of war. We won't get caught up, glory to God, missing in action, MIA, glory to God, KIA, killed in action. We'll be, glory to God, in action, doing what God called us to do. And there may be, glory to God, some things and trials and situations that may go on, glory to God. Maybe sometimes we might have to go back and get some R&R. And if we do end up being KIA, and it'll be because of Christ. It won't be because of no flesh or what we let the devil do. Hallelujah. But we won't get missing.
glory to God, in action. We won't allow the adversary to take us off course and call us to compromise and call us to get up in foolishness and call us to get up in busybody and get caught up, glory to God, in everything. But what these things are not to be named among us. God, we pray, glory to God, even for these homosexual demons that rise up in the house of God. Oh, glory, I'm preaching truth and preaching what all of a sudden now you're turning your backside. Hallelujah, glory, that not turning your back on somebody, turning your back to somebody to get something, glory to God, that God say is not supposed to be named among us. Hallelujah, abomination. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, the devil will put you in a good mood to go to hell. And glory to God, you cannot, glory to God, hallelujah, be a part-time lover. He give us chances to get it right. Give us chance, glory to God. But I pray, glory to God, some people, glory to God, determined, glory to God, to get on that road of Haley Boulevard. And you go there and you may not make it back. Oh, glory to God, says, oh, we cannot be a friend to the world. Hallelujah. That's glory to God, hallelujah, enemy to God. Lord, help us. You said out of the abundance of the heart and mouth speak. When we pour in what you said in your word, and do what your word says. When challenges come, whatever's in us will come out. And if we're planting seed and planting the word and planting the allowing the anointing to take charge and the Holy Spirit to take over, hallelujah, it will come out to glorify the Lord. In the name of, ain't no oops, oh, I didn't mean that. And that, oh, you meant just what you said. Oops, glory to God, what came out, glory, I didn't mean to cuss. Oh, yes, you did, because you ain't getting out of the house to be cleaned out. Hallelujah. You find believers walking around, even preachers, turn back around, they got to cuss and they got to say it's because they're frustrated. What's in you will come out of you. That's going to let us know what tree, glory to God, hallelujah, what fruit is on your tree. God, we're praying, glory to God, for a change in the body. Tie all this of this pacifying and all of this. It don't take all of that. Oh, glory to God, going to take that and more. Be like the 10 virgins. All of them had all at one time. Glory to God, all of those shot. Walking down together, but the other ones had their resources. They had, glory to God, their backup all. Hallelujah. What's going on now? Hallelujah. We got to get it right. Get it right, God. So I'm praying for mercy. Ah, you have been merciful. But God, we are praying for more mercy and an awakening and a heart to change and awakening, glory to God, for people to come in line with God's word. It's a time like never before. We can't just pray. We got to obey. We can't just pray. We got to obey. We just can't pray. Hallelujah. We got to obey so we can see the fruit of our labor and see the manifestation of the power of the anointing of God. But God, I do glorify you for the one standing on the wall. I thank you, Lord God, for those that are pressing and pursuing and determined, glory to God. I'm not looking back and I'm not going back. I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to stand on the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray encouragement for them. I pray blessings upon them. I pray, glory to God, blessings in their home, finances, healing, deliverance, glory to God, doors to be open, and glory to God, favor, and even glory to God for them to be able to even share more, do more, glory to God, for your glory in Jesus' name. You know what the situations are in every one of our lives. Glory to God, we can perpetrate for a little bit with others, but God, you see all things. You know all things. Help us, glory to God, and you will reward those, glory to God, that has labored diligently, glory to God, and you have not forgotten the labor of love, hallelujah, that was shown. You are going to manifest yourself in their lives too as well. So we pray, glory to God, for these your people too that are on this line, that are standing, and glory to God, obeying what thus said the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to celebrate you even the more, Lord. I thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mother Alexander, as the Lord leads you, and then Mother McCormick. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Conviction and repentance, Lord. But I thank you for your loving kindness, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeshua. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're calling your people out of darkness into the marvelous light. You're calling for glory to God and awareness. You're calling for glory and conviction. You're calling for repentance. Hallelujah. Too many perpetrators. Hallelujah. Too many compromises. You said an awakening, oh, you sleeping giants. Wake up, Babo. Stop making excuses and wake up and do what I've called thee to do. I'm on my way. I'm coming soon. Many have heard this for years. Now they're getting so relaxed and getting in a comfortable zone. Glory to God. But I say unto thee, wake up, Ikorobosha. Recognize the signs of the time. Recognize, glory to God, Haboshagadaba. I can come as a thief in the night. Elorobosha. Stop thinking that you have so much time to play in the world and still try to make it back in the door. Wake up, I say, hey, Elorobosha. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, that your prophets and the ones that you called set out and set aside for such a time as this, even as you use a child, as they open their mouth, God, I pray, glory to God, that others will not get a deaf ear and glory to God, and glory to God, push back your word and trample your word on the feet in the name of Jesus, but recognize it is time. Ah, oh, glory, if it wasn't for your mercy delaying, but so many waiting on delay, even the more so the pleasure of the world is going to take them out. Ah, glory, because God has warned many, but they refuse to heed. And as he said in Proverbs, glory to God, I'm going to laugh at your calamity because you refuse to hear me. You refuse to accept what I say. But I say unto thee, this day, yeah, you people, glory to God, that are walking carnality, wake up, hallelujah. Those that are backslidden, wake up, hallelujah. God wants to use you, but he will not wait, till you finish your pleasure. He's asking you now, while you can hear, while I'm calling, hear I say unto thee, hear ye people, hear me, I say. Ah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you and I honor you, and I thank you for all that you've done and do. Thank you for your mercy, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Your goodness, hallelujah. Your mercy, Lord God. We give
Jesus.
You glory today, Father God.
Jesus.
We give you honor, Woo. Lord God. For it's only in Jesus' name we stand, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. We come against the spirit of deceiver in the body, Lord God. We bind in this false spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. They shall not have authority over your people, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word, cast every cares on you. And Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God. Casting every cares, Lord God. Promise, Lord God. You said whatever we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. Lord, we binding up everything that is not of you that come against the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it come from. And Lord God, we claim in victory right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to stand, Lord God. Lord, you see all and you know all, Heavenly Father. But we're standing on the promises, Heavenly Father. Because according to your promise, Lord God, you said we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. According to the promises of God, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we have the authority and the dominion to bind these things on earth. Sickness and disease shall not have authority in the name
of Jesus.
We build our spirit, high blood pressure, kidneys, diabetes. We rebuke those false spirits. Get out of the body. So many saints is going on with that false spirit attacking the body. But Lord God, we come together, standing in agreement and binding up these diseases right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for the authority and the dominion that you gave us, Lord God. Because, Lord, you said in your word, what we bind and hurt. You didn't say what you bind and hurt. You said what we bind and hurt. You gave us the authority and the power to bind things and hurt. For we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No other way, no other way. For we shall not let the adversary have no dominion over a child of God. For you gave us the authority, Lord God. You said whatever we bind, we binding up these aches and pain that come against the body in the name of Jesus. We refuse to accept these things in the name of Jesus. For Father God, you gave us the authority and the dominion. You said in your word, Father God, We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. According to Exodus, you said in your word, Lord God, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us. So we bind these things in the name of Jesus. Help the body to see, Lord God, that we have the authority by faith in your word, Lord God. Stand boldly against these foul spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not have dominion over your people. It shall not have authority in the life. Oh, Father God, help the body to stand in the name of Jesus and to proclaim who they are in the name of Jesus according to the promises, Lord God. You gave us promises, Heavenly Father, and we believe, Lord God, we believe in your word according to the promises of God. For we are here of God and joined here with Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor today, Father God. Because if not been for you, Lord God, where would we be? Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way for us all, Lord God. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, we are overcomers, Lord God. We are more than conquerors, Lord God. Because of what Christ did for us on the cross. Help us to receive the gift that you gave us, Lord God, and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to keep us on the prayer line, Lord. Keep us in the gap for one another, Lord God, that we stand boldly in the name of Jesus. No other way, Heavenly Father, no other way. You said in your word, Lord God, cast every tears on you. You said in your word, and Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, casting every cares, because we know you is a God that answers prayer. You said in your word, Lord God, you'll never forsake us, you never fail us. And Lord, I believe in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe, Lord God, that your word is my bond, Lord God. That I will never be alone because your word said it. Each and every one of your children. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim who you say we are, Lord God. Help us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord, you see, Lord, you see what's going on in the body today. You see, Heavenly Father. The church is running. Let the adversary get in the power. And you already gave us the authority and the dominion. For Lord God, your promises, I believe, Lord God, who we are in Christ Jesus. According to your promise, Heavenly Father, we are children of the living God. And we must stand. We must stand. When we take a stand and say we are believers to stand boldly. We are full of the Holy Ghost. Stand boldly. The enemy should not have dominion over you. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord God, and not on brothers and sisters, but on you, and say the word that you gave us to say. Stand boldly, because you never fail us. You'll never forsake us according to your promises, Lord God. And Lord, we believe, Lord. We believe, Heavenly Father, every word you said, we stand boldly and proclaim that victory. For we are overcomers, more than conquerors. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Mother McCormick. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you right now, Father God, in your name, God. Lord, we just want to give glory. We just want to give praises right now, God, for you. God, we just want to thank you right now, Heavenly Father. God, we want to thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. Father, we just want to thank you for healing. God, we praise you. We lift you up on this day, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for salvation on today, God. We thank you for your deliver, God. And even, God, we thank you for your anointing. Father, we thank you for your spirit, Father God. And, oh, God, we pray and we thank you for your people today, God. We thank you for your shedding of your blood. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, right now, God, for your prayer warrior, Father. We pray for each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray and we ask you to keep us, God, as we go forward in your word, God, calling on the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name. We know there is healing and there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just love you on today, God. We ask you, God, to continue to wash us whiter than snow, God. Help us to stand. Help us to overcome these things in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, for your people. We pray for those that's going through loneliness on today, God. We pray for those that's going through oppressed and depressed. Oh, God, we pray for the brokenhearted. We pray for the hungriness, for the lost, God, for the abused. God, even we pray right now, God, for the church, for the jobs of people that don't have jobs, for the marriage, and, God, for the families everywhere, God, because there's so much is going on in the world today. But we know that you said in your word, God, you told us to keep our mind on you, God. You said in your word, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So, God, we give it all to you today, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, because your word tell us your word also tell us to come unto you all that is labor and heavy laden. And you said you will give us rest. You told us to take your yoke upon you and learn of you, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And so, God, we just want to thank you right now, God. We pray right now that you'll touch your people, God. Continue, Lord God, to give them that mind. Continue to give them that strength, God. Let them know, God, that you see you know all things, Father. God, we just want to thank you right now for Romans 8:28. And it says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And, God, we just thank you for that word, because we know that everything will work good according to his purpose, Father God. And, Lord God, we also know that the word of God said in Psalm 34:19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of all of them. In the name of Jesus, God, we just want to thank you. We thank you for the word. Also tell us in Psalms 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who trusts in him. And, God, we know we have to taste him, because he is good. He is so good. He is so awesome on today. And we give glory to you, God. And we bind up any kind of wrong spirit, any false doctrine, anything that's not of God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you, God, because we know, God, that you are soon to come. We know, God, that you is coming sooner than what we think. So we, God, we know that you're not coming for our people, but you're coming for a ready people, not a getting ready people, but someone that's already ready to go back with you. So, God, we realize, God, we living in a time that we better get it right. We better get our mind on you. Seek your face like never before, Father. We thank you for the word, because we know that word is what we're going to, that can help us to go through. The word is what's going to help us to stand in the last and even day. You told us in Psalm 62:8, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge of us, Selah. So we got to trust. We got, no matter what come, no matter what go, no matter how the situation look, no matter how we feel, no matter what we might be going through, we got to realize God see, God knows, and he will work it out for us. All we have to do is just believe and trust in you. We got to learn how to cast all our cares on you. We got to learn how to repent and say, God, forgive me for things that we done wrong. We got to come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find help in a time of need. We got to seek God like never before, because you are able, Lord God. You are able to see us through any situation because you made us. You know more about us than we know about ourselves. And so, God, we just want to say thank you on today, God. We pray for the people of the world everywhere, God. You are so good to us, Heavenly Father. You keep proving yourself to us day by day, minute by minute. You keep letting us know, God, to get it right. You keep telling us to look to you. You keep telling us to come to you. You keep telling us that you are the author and the finish of our faith. You keep saying, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. You keep calling on us. You keep wanting us to cry out to you and look to you. And, Lord God, we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you right now for the people, Lord. We pray right now. We pray, Lord God, for your people right now, Father. Oh, God, we pray for those that are sick in their body here right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick in their body, Father God, those that have all different kind of disease that they might be going through right now, might not be feeling good in body, but God, you see and you know everything. So we ask you, God, to send forth your complete healing in people's lives right now, God. Keep us, God, as we walk this journey, God. Help us to keep our mind on you, God. Help us to keep calling on your holy and righteous name. Help us to know, God, that you are the one. You are the one that's able to take us higher. You are the one that's able to take us through. Whatever we need, whatever we stand in the need of, you said your word to keep looking to you, God. You told us to cast our cares on you. God, you told us to look to the hills from which coming our help, knowing all our help comes from you today, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said whatever we need, you told us to look to the hills. You told us to seek your face like never before, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, you said whatever we need, Father. Oh, God, it might not be what we want, but God, you knows what we need, hallelujah. God, we praise you right now, God. You are so worthy to be praised. You said, let everything that have breath praise thee, the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your word, God. God, we just thank you, right? We were just listening at that our sister a while ago, how she was saying, how we just pray, but we got to obey. Hallelujah. I caught hold to that word right there. We may pray. We can pray. We can just pray, but we got to obey. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. Hi, my Sunday. God, I thank you today, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, God, though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will provide me. You said we shall stretch out our hands against the wrath of my enemy, and your right hand will save me. Father God, we thank you today, God. Hallelujah, we thank you for the word. And Father God, when we can't pray anymore, God, we ask you in your name, God, that you would give us a home where there be no more sick, no sorrow, no pain, no more death. Wherever they would be like Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Pause, I'm sorry. Bless the Lord. I wanted to pray for Mother before she got off the phone, but we'll still pray for her anyway. So Father, we do come before you tonight as we bring forth the youth, as well as the families and people that are going through in their marriages and their homes. God, we know, glory to God, that all power is in your hand, and you told us to pray and to bear one another burdens. And as we stand in the gap tonight, glory to God, the few of us that are on the line, we stand, glory to God, with the determination that we are going to stay on the wall and speak your truth and continue to go forth, glory to God, because you said where two or three are gathered in your name. And so we come against the foul spirits of the enemy that still fighting our youth and trying to annihilate them and trying to cause them, glory to God, to turn their backs or not even accept you as Savior and Lord. But God, the more we pray, we believe it, not only in our households, but in the believers' households, in our neighbors' homes, and all around us across the world, oh God, when you have planted, glory to God, your youth, and planted, glory to God, that seed of our seed, that God, they're going to be delivered and set free of every foul and unclean spirit that's trying to talk to them and oppress them, and glory to God, get them with the mindset just to do whatever feels good, and picking drugs into their bodies and harming others or doing whatever the mind tells them to do, glory to God, which we know a lot of satanic foul spirits behind it that are trying to destroy them. And some have been destroyed because, glory to God, of disobedience or rebellion or some being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or glory to God, some of the things they're doing because, glory to God, they've been warned, but still yet they get caught up in a snare. Even some, glory to God, that said they was friends of the other one bullying and doing whatever, and they have been the one to brought this destruction to those parties, to the enemy, youth, whoever you want to. But God, we're going to keep praying and believing that they're going to have a mind change, a change of mind, a change of heart to want to live and want to be saved and want better for them lives. God, and sometimes circumstances are beyond their control. They don't have no control over or the enemy is using to destroy them too as well. But God, we're praying a conviction on those hearts over their drug trafficking, those with the human traffic, those abusive parents, those people, abusive guardians, or those, glory to God, that are they would put trust in, glory to God, that came in and, glory to God, deceived them and brought harm to them. God, we're praying, pull the covers off, or we're praying conviction, we're praying, even if it's jail time, for those, Lord, that know that they're wrong, but they're doing things harm to these children and these youth. God, I pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. Save our children. Deliver them. God, put a blood covering over and protection. Put people in that pathway to minister, to encourage, to build. We thank you for the doors that are open for them, glory to God, to be in a safe haven for them to be able to enjoy life as a child, or be able to get the education that is needed, or some that have been out there to cultivate and cover them, to try to encourage them. They don't have to be a statistic because of your family or your history of your family, or because of your environment. God, I'm thanking you and believing you, glory to God, for a change, that they'll be saved and set free, and they'll be used for the kingdom of God. They'll be preachers and leaders, and they'll be good out in position that to be able to help others. They'll be able, glory to God, to be healthy and whole and not have to go through so much sickness and disease. That, glory to God, the enemy is, when you look at television and see so many, glory to God, were caught up in cancer, or they have other kind of diseases or blood disorders, or things happening to their bones or body at a young age, and all kind of stuff the enemy is using. If he's not trying to destroy them, them doing things or being rebellious or to parents or those that are in authority, then he's using other situations coming against their bodies, and these generational curses, we curse and cancel in the name of Jesus. We believe it for freedom in their mind. With some, glory to God, are oppressed, depressed, even at a young age. Some, glory to God, are getting aged before their time, even as teenagers, because of the oppressed situation they might be in the environment they might be in. God, but we know that you will deliver. They don't have to say, glory to God, and be lost like that if we will stand on the wall and do what we're required to do. God, we come against every satanic and demonic force. We speak, glory to God, and pray the prayer of freedom. And even for those that are in marriages and in homes, glory to God, where the enemy wants to destroy the home, want to destroy the relationship with the husband or wife, destroy with mother and daughter or father and son or just the family. We are praying healing and deliverance. Pray for awakening. Pray for salvation. Pray for open ear to hear the word of God and to not to rebel against the word of God and to want to come in and still be able to live a life that's holy and righteous unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for change. We know, glory to God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, you can mend in that marriage. You can mend in that home. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and rebellion and hurt and pain and betrayal and other infidelity and glory to God, adultery and all kinds of other things that are happening, glory to God, and ones that are not married, the ones that are caught up in fornication and this, that, and the other, and the spirits that are transferring on down to their children, generations, and curse and cancel that. Alcoholism and drug abuse. We plead the blood. Come out, you foul and unclean spirit. Loose your hold off of those families. Loose your hold off of their minds. God, we're praying for help. We're praying for the ministering counsel. If they need the counseling out in the secular world, glory to God, they will help so they can get to a place where they can receive God, and God, so be it. We're praying for change. We come against the death even that's destroying so many of their lives in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying, Lord, our Heavenly Father. We come to you now in the name of Jesus, the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And we pray that you will quicken, glory, at them, and that they will hear the voice of the Heavenly Father, and that will lead them into prayer. Glory to God, they will come to a place of worship. They'll come to a place of praise and thanksgiving. That you will go over, they will come into a place of humility. And glory, I come against the spirit of fear. Glory to God, and the spirit, glory to God, they'll have them be oppressed and suppressed. We pray that they'll come into a place of gratitude and love, glory to God, through the precious blood of the Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, glory to God, for the power that you have given us to bind the powers of Satan and demonic spirits, glory, our darkness, seeking interest into their lives, and even try to come in the house. We bind them and take authority over, and we bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against them or try to come against us. For, glory to God, this reason, the Son of God made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8, we declare the ways and the works of darkness over all glory to God, of us and them, be broken in the name of Jesus. We bind the satanic forces in the nature of harming it or possessing them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, glory to God, that you'll cause the enemy to be exposed and bring glory to God into the light. And we know men don't want to come to the light because they expose their deeds, but we pray a conviction and a repentance in their heart that they'll come, glory, that is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So we call down every stronghold. We rebuke, glory to God, every contradiction of what God's word is saying. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that, glory to God, the eyes will come open, ears will come open, a receptive spirit, take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. We curse and expose every falsehood, every spirit, glory to God, every curse, glory, every spirit of rejection and self-hatred and in a reaction to hatred and bitterness, glory out to all others. In the name of Jesus, we command the enemy to loose his hold in Jesus' name. We pray that the people would take up the cross, take up the word of God, the sword, glory to God, and even glory out those that are weak in the body and walking in carnality and trying to live in two worlds. And you say they can't eat off two tables, they can't serve two masters. Help them come to a conviction on whose report shall you believe and who will you serve, glory to God, because you can't serve the two masters. Choose you this day who you shall serve. In the name of Jesus, put a conviction upon their heart about what God's word is saying. Give them a mind to read and take in the word and go back. I know they got to give an account and responsibility of what the word is saying. God, those that don't know you, the prophet says, we pray for them. We pray for the awakening. We pray for people to be in their family. We pray, glory, against that spirit of rejection, against your word. We pray an open heart, glory to God, to hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying. Open ears, a scale coming off the eyes in the name of Jesus. God, I pray a receptive spirit, a conviction spirit, glory, a spirit of repentance. I pray, glory to God, the heart, glory to God, be massaged to take on God's word. They don't keep looking at their circumstances, their situation, that they won't, glory to God, desire and having pleasure to run to swift to shed innocent blood and swift, glory to God, to get caught up, glory to God, to run into, glory to God, to things that are not like God and promoting things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that they have a desire to live, but to live for the righteousness of God. Pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for an awakening. Pray for a protection. Pray, glory to God, for the shed blood of Jesus Christ for a covering. Pray, glory to God, that they'll cover the marriages and cover the families and the possessions and the church and the neighborhood and the towns and the nation. Oh, you Lord, glory to God, we seek out your face and pray, glory to God, as we submit and commit and say, you are Lord, you are God, that people will renounce the devil and say, Jesus is Lord. God, we thank you in Jesus' name, and we give thanksgiving. We believe in by faith for these prayers to be answered. We glorify you in advance. We take glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, the liberty just to praise and magnify you and thank you and worship you and glorify you, God, because we're not praying just to be praying. We're praying with faith and believing that the manifestation of your power show in operation. And God, as we've been praying tonight for sickness and disease, that class on those assignments, as all three of us, glory to God, have placed that word on the altar, glory to God, for the healing of not only just the physical body, but the spiritual. But God, there's so much sickness and attacks that have come up against the body. Glory, we know it's in the world, but that's coming up against the body is not to be so, because you already said by your stripes we're healed. Whatever door's been opened or whatever attack's coming or whatever the enemy is trying to do, we plead the blood of Jesus. We curse and cancel that the doors be closed, but even those things are beyond our control, that nobody did anything for it to happen, God have mercy, touch, heal, deliver, set free. Lord, I build even some of those, glory to God, that have been in that way so long, glory to God, and looking at the time and seeing like it's been so long, don't let them get in despair. Don't let them get depressed, oppressed. Christ. If they are, we're praying for them awakening. Breathe on them. Bring healing and encouragement to their hearts. Put the people in that pathway. Let them awaken and get the word and keep speaking and speaking and speaking the word. God, you told us over that God wants to take the 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 of life. How many more we come together, hallelujah, and stand on the word together? Because sometimes it is that we have to stand together to break those, destroy those yokes. So, God, we're praying that we continue to be encouraged while we're going through as you're using us for your vessel of honor in the name of Jesus. Not that we take on ourselves and help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And even at this time, as you put on the heart, all of this festivity and celebration and whatever, so many things. They got to have celebration, they have drugs, and they got to have the alcohol, and they got to have the party, and they got to have the sex, and they got to have this, and they got to have the whatever. And some think it's so fun to have the abuse, to have the glory, they got their multiple partners, and all of this celebrating, celebrating, celebrating. Oh, the orgies, the all kinds of other stuff. The things over to God, we're swapping housework, swapping wives and husbands and all this, all the blood of Jesus. People use excuses just to say, well, I was in pain and I was in this, so I just like the party. I want to, and so much of this foolishness of the world is filtering in the body of Christ. God, I pray an awakening. I pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, this celebration to honor those, glory to God, that have given their lives and the sacrifice that's been made and all the things that we'll celebrate things in the right manner. But God, I'm praying at this time the enemy wants the death toll just to be increased. And even some of those that go out, people have been praying for them, even for their families, their loved ones, just that want to be caught up in something that caused their lives to be just go out, wiped out, or cause them to be someplace paralyzed, or be someplace missing, or be someplace go out, caught up in drugs, that things they didn't even think they would ever be in because they made the wrong decision and went the wrong place or thought that. God, we're praying with all the tricks and snares that the enemy already has set up and plotted, we come against, even that he'll come against us praying and interceding and calling out strongholds and bringing glory and awareness and sending the warnings out. We plead the blood of Jesus for any harm or danger coming against us, either our family, our loved ones. Or we speak that we shall live and not die, declare the words of the Lord, a blood covering over our families and our loved ones and the things you've given us to do and for these ministries and for glory and the finances that we need and for the provisions that is needed to get the things done and submitting to the word of God, not submitting to the pain and the panic and the, all the other things that the enemy is trying to send out as tactics to try to get us where we're discouraged and try to cause us to walk in fear or whatever. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, take authority, command it to be loose from this assignment against it, and go back to the dry places from whence it came. And the work of the kingdom shall be done. The will of the Lord shall be done. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the anticipation and expectancy to get accomplished whatever God says is to be done in the name of Jesus. So Satan, we serve notice on you. You shall not have the victory. We are not the victim. We are the victors. And we thank God for his healing, his deliverance, and his encouragement, his enlightenment. And God, that he will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. And told us to put on the whole arm of God, making sure we shouldn't be taking it off. We might have to check it and rearrange some things that when we go through the battles, but we should keep it on all the time. Help us, glory to God. Even when fear try to attack, help us run to the rock high enough to remember what the word says. And walk, glory to God, in the power and authority you've given us. And when we do get weak, run to the rock, run, go back to the rock, or either it's touching the green as we go to the rock and standing on what the word said, and so we can get back on that front line and stay on it in the name of Jesus. God, we're thanking you, glory to God, that we're going through and coming out, being overcomers, walking in the joy and the peace of the Lord in the midst of it. We're not walking with our heads down, we're walking with our heads up in the victory, knowing, glory to God, we're going through, coming out, triumphant, victorious, and more than a conqueror. God, we bless you today, and we honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for touching these bodies right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and tonight, glory to God, and take the prayer requests. And bless the Lord. As the time went on, we're thanking God for him giving us this faith that no matter what celebration time going on around, outside, we will celebrate Jesus every day. Thank God, glory, because nothing wrong with having family time and other times, but God, thank God for the ones that, glory, can sacrifice and have some time when they didn't have an assignment to come online tonight, and glory to God. So we're not going to prolong the time in that, and so those, glory to God, that on, if they, as they come on now, if they want to have a prayer request, we're going to just, right now, we're going to leave it as such for the prayers that are already gone forth. And we see those. And in the meantime, we're going to just open the floor now just for the prayer requests. And I want to make sure that we definitely pray for Mother Freeman. She's a line dropped, but she came back on. So we glorify the Lord for that. And also keep Mother small, so I was able to talk to her today, praise God, for a little bit. So we just pray and keep her lifted up, and any of the other mothers and any other the ones that are widows and whatever like this are going through in their body. And praise the Lord, we didn't have Mother Roulette on tonight, so pray that all is well with her. Her mother continuously, a good report there, and her son. And pass the bird over to God, and she probably preparing probably next week to come back from Florida. But we thank God for the report down there that all is well. And frankly, hadn't heard yet about whether anything in the last few days or so, whether she still found out anything about her house or anything down there and what's sold on this end, what she'll find out when she gets back. But keep that in prayer, and we'll keep Sister Cheryl in prayer. And pray that the Lord bless her that she get her apartment. She needs that. And this young lady, Sister Renee, and we're in prayer for the need of job desperately. It didn't go through for her, but she just has a two-year degree, and the people wanted her for a four-year degree. And like she said, they could have told her that before she got there, but she had a good attitude, and they were even surprised and impressed over to God about how her response was everything and if she handled it well. But in the meantime, we know that her door is open, but keep her encouraged. So when you've been waiting for something so long and you're in a place that's a hard place and you have challenges with people around you, because you don't have the finances, it's a hard place. So we just pray that you can continue to pray for your young lady, Renee, in D.C., that she will soon get her job, and that the Lord bless the finances come in, the other personal things and things she needs to get her vehicle back up and, you know, get stable again. So keep that in mind, too, as well as you pray tonight, praise God. We know the other warriors and other people are coming on, but as we pray, the Lord has given us to release that towards the prayers now, and we just want to go ahead and take prayer requests. So I'm going to open up all the lines just for those that may desire to have prayer and keep those things that I just said to those people to pray. And one thing I do want to go ahead and pray for Mother Sweeney and Mother Small. God, I do bless you tonight and give you glory and honor for the men and for the women of God, and the men too, but the women of God that comes online. But thank you for these two women that you have blessed and touched their body. Heal our senior mothers in the Lord and pray, Lord, they got to continue to minister to them and encourage their heart and give them a mindset to continue to keep the faith, touch their bodies, God. You know what their bodies go through, and you know the challenges, and you put them on this earth realm for almost 88 years for one and 91 almost for the other one. Glory to God. We're praying, God, and they're still standing on your word. We pray you continue to bless and strengthen and take away that horrible pain that aggravates Mother Freeman. Glory to God. We thank God, glory to God, for you touching her body, healing and deliverance, no matter what the enemy says. Sometimes it can be agonizing, but God, continue to strengthen her. She continues to say, well, we believe in you for a report that's going to be so miraculous of how you touched her body. She's healed. She lay up and can go to bed and rest and not have the tormenting pain in her body, glory to God, in her knees and in her back, and glory to God, and in her hand or in her head or in the neck, glory to God. And whatever it is, glory to God, even if those doctors did do something wrong and error, because like she said, her body wasn't going through that until she had that last surgery. But no matter the error, whether they accept it or don't accept it, you are greater than that. You are bigger than that. And nothing's too hard for you that you can't heal her body and deliver her. Thank you for bringing Mother Smallson that spoke, God, in the name of Jesus. What the enemy would have liked to do and destroy, he could. But God strengthened her. She's so used to being independent. But keep her encouraged and build up, standing on your word and on your promise. Touch that body. Touch that eye. Help her to continue to be blessed. As like she said, she's still walking, even though it might be some assistance. But God, you have nothing too hard for you. We got these people walking around here, and even one of my neighbors that's 91 years old. Oh, she walks and she sweeps, she do this, and do anything she want to do, and take care of her own home and back and forth. And like Mother Freeman, she not even want to say, taking care of her own household or whatever. God, nothing. And then seeing somebody, glory to God, lifting weights and doing all kinds of things that almost at 90-something years old, God, nothing to her. God, we thank you for touching these bodies. We're thanking you also for us being as believers that you were touching and healing. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you. We appreciate you and we adore you. And command the enemy to take his hands off what belongs unto the Lord. Because you said, by your stripes we were healed. It's already been done at Calvary. Now we call on the enemy, commanding the enemy to loose his hold or he's trying to steal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And Renee, we bless God for. We ask somebody to pray for that in a little while. But all right, then, praise God. Prayer requests are open now for anyone that want us to pray. Praise God. Amen. Any prayer requests? Now we're ready to pray for those that I just suggested, other than we're going to close tonight. Any prayer requests? Call in the last time. No prayer requests. Well, okay. Well, Mother Alexander, would you just cover this young lady for me, Renee, again, about her job? She really do need that, her job. Pray for, Renee needs a job and some encouragement. She's going through some things, even in the place where the enemy has tried to get her depressed, but she's walking, but I don't want her to get back where that enemy's fighting her because this didn't come through. But pray for her to continue to stay encouraged, and pray for Elder Kincaid's brother, because he got a little depressed and whatever like this, because they were supposed to be getting ready to start the process of the bone marrow transfer or whatever that is, and so set back with the insurance company, and now they got to decide what hospital, this, that, and the other, and approval, and to get the thing done, and he's working so much already to get it done, so it can't be delayed too much longer, but the enemy's trying to have him oppressed over there. So just pray for those two situations, and if you don't have any more prayer requests, then we'll get ready to close the line then.
We pray for Renee, oh Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, that ask and believe when you ask, you receive. We ask you to just strengthen Renee, Lord God. And Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, we must believe when we ask, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word that if we ask, believe. And Lord God, I ask you to strengthen our Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, let us stand boldly, Lord God. Let us call on you more, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your word said, Heavenly Father, you never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what come, Lord God, bring to our memory, Lord God, bring back to our memory who she is in Christ Jesus. And if she asks, believe when she asks, and do not just give up. Stand boldly and stand on the promises. Heavenly Father, help her to know more and more who she is in Christ Jesus. Put you first and keep pushing that whatever she asks you for, Lord, by faith she shall receive it. Father God, help her to know who she really is in Christ Jesus and seek you more, Lord God. Because your word said, Father God, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. Strengthen her that she continue to go on, Lord God, and that she give you the time every day, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this for Renee. And Lord God, the young man Kincaid, Lord God, you see and you know all, Heavenly Father. We bring report to you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord God, that let your will be done in this situation, Lord God. Because only you know, Father God. So we come boldly to the throne of grace, standing in the gap, Lord, and asking you, Lord God, to work in behalf of him. In Jesus' name we ask these things, Lord God, because you see all and you know all. But we know that you're a God that answers prayer. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to let him call on you more, Lord God, and let him believe more and stand by faith to receive. There is nothing impossible that you won't do, Lord God. But help them to know that they've got to live according to your word. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And I did call the young lady up, Cheryl. We believe in God for touching the degree down, that God, you bless and open that door that she can get her apartment. God, don't let her get frustrated, aggravated. Don't let her have a setback going backwards, but keep looking to the hills and coming to help and keep speaking the Korean. But thus saith the Lord, continue to bless in her home. The bless her daughter and her daughter's mind. We believe in God for total deliverance of that too as well, and encouragement and bringing peace in Jesus' name. We bless you and we honor you. God, I thank you tonight for the prayer warriors. I thank you, Lord God, for the faithfulness of the women that even prayed a special blessing on them, and they said to God, restore the virtue in their bodies, restore, glory to God, whatever needed, anything, glory to God, that the enemy still contains, bless and move and have it being restored, that you said there to have that, bring increase and overflow blessing, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that they continue to walk upright before you, said you hold no good thing from them. Put a hedge about them and protection, glory to God, for the family and their loved ones. Yeah, I mean, for their loved ones, and glory to God, and for whatever, glory to God, that you have signed for their hands to do, that you continue to bring increase and encouragement, and no matter how many hear or don't hear, as long as they're doing what thus said the Lord, glory to God, God will bring the increase. We love you today, and we appreciate it. We pray for our leaders, and we pray you continue to bless those that are over us, leaders, and ministering over us as well, that you will move miraculous in their situation and give them wisdom how to shepherd your sheep. In Jesus' name. Amen. I say just thank the Lord again tonight for the warriors and those that came on. If we missed anything, we give a couple more minutes. Then we'll say that. Then we get ready to close our line tonight. But not our hearts toward God, and continue to keep that flow of the anointing of speaking out of His face and pray blood-covered angels be encamped about all of you all through this holiday time and every day. But even especially during this time, glory to God, and as we travel on the roads or those even locally or either out of town, and glory to God, whatever place that we're in, the blood of Jesus and angels be encamped about us and our seed and our feet seed as well. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Anyone else?
Hello?
Anyone else? Yeah?
Hello? Yes.
Hello, we're here.
Hello? Yes, this is Brother Jermaine calling, and I'm calling for prayer. I'm calling to say first that I feel the anointing, the Holy Spirit on this Blog Talk Radio, Women of God.
Give God glory.
Yes. And my prayer request is, I understand what Independence Day is and what it is to be free, but I'm looking. My prayer request is to be free indeed by the Son, by God.
Yes.
I'm just calling to just pray for my purpose in life as far as where God sees me, not mammon. So my prayer request is also to have more boldness, to have more healing within me, to have the unction of the Holy Spirit to go about healing folks and understanding that it is God's way of doing it. So my prayer request is for purpose and boldness.
Praise God. Well, that's certainly according to God's will, because He definitely wants us to be able to seek His face and to know what our purpose is so we can be effective in what He's given us to do. So Jeremiah 11:29-11, which I know quite sure you know it, and it says He has a plan for us, and that plan is good, and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us. So when we seek first the kingdom of God and what God wants, then He shall bless and honor that. And we submit, and when He's leading us, that we'll be obedient to that He's given us for us to get to that plan. And like you said, not man, so that means not man, your way, His way, just His way only. Father, we thank you for Brother Jermaine, glory to God, and that desire for him to seek out your face, to know what your will is for his life. Anything that may hinder this prayer line, forgive us in Jesus' name. But God, we pray, God, that you will continue to lead and God, giving us such a hunger and a thirst for seeking out your face, seeking your word. And then when you see the word, hear the word, you walk in obedience to the word. And the more he submits himself to the Lord and resists the devil, the more the enemy's going to flee, and the more closer he'll come into drawing nigh into the Lord. I pray a stirring of a fire for glory to God for being obedient to the Lord. And as you reveal yourself in the word and reveal yourself in revelation knowledge, that God, he'll be so determined, no matter which way, glory to God, man say he ought to go, I'll be in that plain path, that straight and narrow that God commanded me to be. So I pray the more and more he gets in the word, the more he submits to the Lord, the more the boldness is going to be released as he obey God. So God, I pray, glory to God, there won't be no fears about if I am or maybe I am, but the more he seek God, the more he obey God, he'll have that assurance in himself, in the Spirit of the Lord, to be led by the Spirit. And glory to God, as he's being led by the Spirit, the more and more God going to prove himself. I pray you continue to stir up, glory to God, him, that he may come to know what the other gifts that he has on the inside, and that he never exalt himself above what God is saying, that he'll do it, glory to God, Peter said, about humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and resist, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and God will do the exalting. If he, glory to God, exalt himself, that's when God will bring that. But promotion is in the humility of obedience to the Spirit. God, give him an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord, a deaf deaf ear to everything that's contrary to the will of the Lord. Don't let him be enticed by nothing man is doing. Don't let him go ahead of God, because you said the race is not going into the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. So give him that endurance power and the wait on the God, and never be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, making this request known unto the Lord. And let God, Lord, I give him that peace that passes all understanding, and that's when he keeps his mind and heart on you. And then you'll give him that mind, glory to God, where he'll think on those things that are just and true and noble and lovely and of a good report. Hallelujah. They're being in praise, they're being in virtue. He'll continue to think on those things to have the mind of Christ. So, God, I thank you for it. So, God, let him not just say, I want this, but he got to be willing to submit to it and let God do it for him in the name of Jesus. So even though there may be some challenges once in a while, help him to know, glory to God, in order for me to reign with God, there may be some things, glory to God, I may have to go through, glory to God, to get there. But willing to be so, knowing it's the will of the Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen him, cover him, financial blessings. Pray, glory to God, covering over his family, his loved ones. Pray you continue to bless and thank God as he made that request, as we talked about earlier, that liberty and that freedom in Christ Jesus. Thank God for celebrating now our country, but most of all that means, glory to God, will celebrate Jesus and allowing him to come into their lives. So we bless you tonight and we give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I receive it. So
that we celebrate the nation. I thank God for being able to celebrate 63 years on June 30th, too, as well. So I bless the Lord and thank God for those that were kind enough to call or text or whatever. That was a very appreciated, because it's wonderful to be able to be thought of, celebrated, and not tolerated. And when we celebrate Jesus, most of all, but when we can celebrate one another, that's a blessing, because agape makes all the difference. It makes it a lot. It makes all the difference, not in our lip service, but also go with our truth from the heart. So we bless the Lord again tonight. For glory to God, you got to hear and obey. Hear and obey. So it's not just enough, glory to God, to say we obey God's word. I mean, hear God's word, but we got to obey as well. Do as in hearers. We bless the Lord, and we praise God for you. If there's not anything with further ado, we're going to, glory to God, get ready to say good night. Bless the Lord, and as we often say, shalom, shalom, and we praise God for you all. Pray you have a marvelous and wonderful week, day, celebration, but celebrate the Lord every day. We bless God. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. Praise God. And we're going to find out when this young lady singing this song, Bigger. If it ever comes on, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Good night.
Night.
Have a blessed week.
All right, we're going to take a long.
Long.
Y'all have a good night.